only by your mercy we are saved. Ooh, Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, we rely on your holy, on your grace, Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, oh, Father of life, see the failing. We need to go to Charlestown now. Each moment is a gift from you to live. Oh, we're on the earth to tell the world about your name, grace, until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your holy name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, we relying, Lord, on your holy, on your grace, Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord, Most High, Jesus Christ.
Amen. May the Lord bless you this morning.
Amen.
It's good to be here again this Sunday. And it's a great privilege for me to be standing here once again to bring a conclusion to this topic that we have been having Sunday school on the last two Sundays. I wasn't really supposed to be here, but by God's grace, it worked out this way. So we thank God for that. I mean, I would have enjoyed if Brother David was here too, or Brother Max, but it worked out this way. So without taking much of your time, I would like to invite you to the book of Job and the book of Isaiah. In the book of Job, chapter 33, we would like to read verse number 14. Perhaps maybe we'll read verse 12. This was Elihu, one of Job's friends, replying to him because Job had made some accusations. And Elihu was replying to Job, and he says to Job, "Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer you that God is greater than man. Why do you strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in the vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men in slumberings upon the bed, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions." So he was really giving some very good counsel there, that God speaks, and he speaks, but men perceive it not. And he speaks again, the same thing, but we don't perceive it. And in the book of Isaiah, we'll hear it from the Lord himself. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6, this is a very familiar place of scripture because it reads from verse number 8, which we all very know, Isaiah in the temple. And it says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me." And he said, this is God speaking to Isaiah, "Go and tell this people, hear you indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not." So God is saying, go and tell these people that even though you hear with your ears, but you don't understand. Even though you see with your eyes, yet you are not perceiving the things that I'm trying to tell you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for such a Sunday morning. Lord, for many people, the weather is dreary and cold, but I happen to love this kind of weather, so I'm thankful for the weather this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we could be here in the place where, Lord, we can have Sunday school, where we can sing songs together to worship you, where you can meet with us, Lord, Father, and that you would speak with us and help us this morning, that, Lord, whatever will be spoken in Sunday school, whatever the word would say in the preaching of the word, even in the songs and in the fellowship one with another, may you help us that we may be able to perceive, Lord, and understand what it is that you want to speak to us. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated, saints. So we'd like to conclude this topic this morning. There's much that can be said, but there's just one point I would really like to bring home this morning to help us with this topic of being led of God, because much of it really depends on your perception of what God is saying to you. And so we find last week that this perceiving, it means that you are attaining some knowledge through the things that you are seeing. So it's your senses that are declaring something to you, and you can perceive. You know, if a person stands next to you, you can perceive there's a person there because your senses are declaring that to you. But you have more than just five senses. You've got many more senses than the five senses of seeing or hearing or smelling or feeling or tasting. We have another sense, and it is called the sixth sense. It's a faith-based sense, and the prophet calls it the super sense. So through that, we can also perceive things that God is trying to do or trying to show us or trying to lead us in a certain way. And we've got more than that too. We've got another sense of reasoning and all these kind of things. They play a part in all this thing. So God was telling Isaiah to say, go and tell these people that even though you hear what I am saying to you through the prophet, even though you can see me opening doors and closing doors and trying to direct you this way, yet you are not perceiving what I'm trying to tell you. And when people do that, they get in trouble because God is trying to lead you. He knows the way. He knows what will happen tomorrow before tomorrow happens. So he's trying to give you a direction to go somewhere, but you are not getting it for some reason, you know. So even where we read in the book of Job, this man Elihu, he was telling Job, and I know Brother Vladimir loves this scripture, that God speaks once, yea, he speaks a second time upon the same topic, but men perceive it not. They don't understand what it is that God is trying to tell them because there's something that is lacking there. If you remember in the Gospels, when Jesus passed through Samaria and he was standing at the well, and the woman of Samaria came, and he began to speak with this woman and say, "Give me some water." And the woman looks at this man, and through her perception, she perceived that this man was a Jew. Because she said, there's no dealings between Jews and Samaritans, because she could see through her senses the way Jesus was dressed And she could declare this man was a Jew because of the way that he was dressed. But as they began to speak and converse, her perception moved from the realm of senses and it went into the realm of the super faith, because she declared to say, I perceive that you are a prophet. Something had happened and it moved into the realm of faith where she could see this is more than just a Jew. This man is a prophet. In fact, with this faith made her to run into the city, something that women would not normally do, especially a woman of ill fame like her. And she went and said, come and see the Messiah. I mean, and that was recorded in the Bible because her perception moved. Yet other people that spent more time with Jesus, they saw more than what this woman saw. They declared of Jesus and say, he is Beelzebub, prince of the devils. And because of their perception, because it remained in the realm of senses, they literally killed the Messiah, the very one that they were waiting for, because they remained in the realm of the five senses. And we can do the same thing too. We can fail to discern, we can fail to perceive God speaking through us and go and mock exactly the very thing that God was trying to help you with. And that's a very dangerous thing. It says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. You know, the knowledge is there, people preach it, but when we fail to perceive, we perish, you know, which is really, really a very sad thing. These women in the Bible, they are really great women, you know. There was another woman, the great woman of Shunem, you know. And this man used to pass by her house all the time. And the Bible said she would constrain him to say, you have to come to my house to eat bread. For some reason, it was beyond just seeing this man, but there was something in her declaring that there's something about this man more than the senses can declare. And she moved into that realm of faith, and she says to her husband, I perceive this man to be a holy man of God. Let us build a little house on the side for him so that every time he passes, he can. Now, you can tell me that was because of the senses and her reasoning, because that's against reasoning. You don't build a side house for a stranger that just passing by. Only faith can do that. Only faith can move you to go to great cost to do something like that for somebody that passes by just once in a while. I don't think she even let anybody stay in that room. She reserved it because she said, I perceive this to be a man of God. You know, we could speak about the widow of Zarephath as well, that God says to Elijah, you go to this widow and she will look after you. Now, it was a great time of suffering in those days because it hadn't rained for a long time. There was famine in the land. Now, I want you to begin to notice something here, that there's voices that are speaking to us at all times. That's the point I want to bring in conclusion to this topic, that we have voices that speak to us at all times. What we should be doing is to learn to discern between those voices, which one is the voice of God, which one is the voice that is coming from our fears, our desires, our ambitions. And when we can figure out the voice of God, which you can only do by faith, then you'll find out that the days of your problems are over. Because this woman, she had many voices speaking to her. It was a time of great suffering. There was famine in the land, and she was very hungry. And when people are hungry, the voice of hunger is a serious voice. It can make you eat grass. You literally could eat grass because of hunger. So she goes out there, and the voice of her supplies is telling her, you've got enough for just one meal. You eat this and you and your son die. That is what was speaking to this woman. So she goes out to gather two sticks so that she could cook something and eat and die. But she finds a man out there and he says, go get me some water. And while you are at it, make me some food too and bring to me. And those voices begin to speak to her. She says, sir, but I have enough only for one meal for me and my son to eat, and then we will die. That was a voice speaking to the woman. But Elijah raised another voice to her, and he says, go and do as I told you, and I tell you the cruse of oil will not waste, neither will your flour finish. So the path for this woman to food security, I want you to picture this in your mind. Here she was, the last food, but on this side, abundance of food. The path for her to move from where there is no more food to the place where there is plenty of food was through giving up the very last thing that she had. And you can't do that by reasoning. You can only do that by faith. And she went and obeyed exactly what the prophet said. The Bible says all the days of hunger, she had enough for herself and the prophet and her son. The path was through giving away, obeying God. God was showing her that path. As human beings, we can't figure that out. To say the path to abundance is to give everything away. I mean, if you come to tell me that you are going to give up your job and what, I'll be like, brother. Because we are human. But if God tells you that you give up your job and you will have abundance, my. Because God knows, that's what he told this woman, literally. Give up the last food you have, then you will have enough. And she went and obeyed that voice. And we know what happened after that, because she had. Now, many times, it's very easy to find God's voice in various situations. It's very, very easy. Because a lot of the situations that we come across, Scripture answers. It has an answer for every one of those various situations that we come across. For example, if a brother wrongs you and uses you despitefully, and you know this brother has done wrong against me, and you really feel hurt that how can a brother use me the way that he used me, it's very easy to solve that situation because the Bible is clear in black and white. It says, pray for them that despitefully use you. And you go pray for this brother, you forgive him, and you begin to love him because Scripture says that. Jesus says, love one another. He says, pray for your enemies. So when you begin to do that, then that is an easy situation to find a solution. God is speaking to you. Forgive one another, pray for one another. That's God speaking. So these kind of situations are easy to deal with, but that's not exactly what we are talking about, because there are some situations that are neither Scripture or can be answered by doctrine. Okay? So for this brother who has been wronged, and he goes the scriptural way, and he forgives this brother, pray for him, then years later, it turns out that this brother, God uses him to minister to his children into the kingdom. What do you think of that situation? The brother is going to learn something from this. To say, my, what if I had not forgiven this brother? I would never have let my children go to church while he's preaching, because people can do that. But those are the kind of situations. Let me give you another one that is going to help make it more clear. A brother wakes up on Sunday feeling very tired. He worked all week. They call him to work on Saturday evening. And he's very tired. And the weather is gloomy. And he says, a voice begins to speak to him. Why don't you just lie down in bed and recover? Because Monday you have to go to work again. And a voice speaks to him, say, but you must go to church. God speaks once. You know, you need to rest, you know. You need to take care of your body, because if you break down, who's going to look after your kids? The voice is speaking. But God speaks again. Amen. Forsake not the assembling of one another. Amen. Maybe, no, not your children. I said children. This brother is a single brother. So now, in the end, he says, you know what? Let me just go to church. He has ignored all the other voices. Amen. Just like this lady of Zarephath. She ignored the voice of hunger, the voice of few supplies, the voice of famine in the land, and she listened to the voice of the prophet. Now, this brother lying in bed, he ignores the voice of tiredness and all these that are speaking to him, and he takes up the voice of God saying to him, go to church today. And he rises up and go to church. Then song service begins. Maybe a song is sung in such a way that it delivers this brother from a spirit of oppression in some area. Now he begins to learn something. Or maybe the preacher comes and he preaches and helps this brother see a situation in a certain way to help him make a better decision on that situation. Now this brother sure will thank the Lord. Let's say now after church, there were some visitors come to church and they have a lovely daughter among them and he goes to greet them and it turns out that that is his future wife. And they just passed by just one day, that day that the voice told him you're tired. What do you think he thinks about going home? He goes home saying, Lord, I'm thankful you spoke to me in the morning. I would have missed this chance to meet this my future wife. Yeah? What is happening here? He is learning to discern the voice of God. Because in the morning, when it said to him, forsake not the assembling of the saints, God spoke, he perceived it not. Then he had to speak again and still he didn't perceive. But in the end, God prevailed and this brother comes to church. When he's going home, he's now going to learn that. So that's how God speaks. You see? Why? Because you need it for later. God is teaching you. So when you take scripture and you begin to obey scripture, what it says, don't take it for granted. Because there are some situations when they arise, you can't come and say, Pastor, preach me a sermon so that I know how to make a decision. There are some situations that they arise and you need God to speak to you right away. And how are you going to when you don't know the voice of God? God has been trying to teach you his voice for many years, yet you lived your life in disobedience. How are you going to know the voice of God when that situation arises? Remember, Brother Branham is shaving, ready to go and preach because there's hundreds of people have come from miles and miles, some 500 miles away. That puts a man under pressure. The brothers that preach know what I'm talking about. When the people are coming to church and you are trying to prepare, it puts you under pressure. And he's shaving there now, getting ready to go to church, and the voice of God spoke to him. Go to your child right away. He drops everything. Runs into the room and he finds the child is about to fall over the bed. In fact, the child fell. And he quickly grabbed her before she hit the floor. Why? Do you think a sermon would have told him that your child will fall tomorrow from the bed? No, he needed God in that very moment. God is a present help in time of trouble. When trouble comes, God comes on the scene. But when trouble comes, many voices speak. A lot of voices. So at that time, you need to have your sixth sense primed for you to be able to discern the voice of God among all those other voices. Because a case in point, when the prophet went into the woods to hunt and he left his wife and son in a cabin and he realized that he got lost. God came on the scene. It didn't take long for God to come on the scene because that moment needed God to speak to him. But when God came on the scene, him is walking around, a lot of voices begin to speak to him. One said, you are too good a hunter to be lost in the woods. And he says, get next to yourself, Bill. You never get lost. You find your way. That was voices speaking. Even among those voices, another one said, I'm a very present help in time of trouble. He was a preacher at that time. And he said, I think I'm hearing voices. I'm losing my mind. Yet it was God speaking to him. That's what people do. God speaks to you, but you perceive it not. He wants to navigate you out of this trouble, but because there are so many other voices speaking, you don't know which one to listen to. And he kept on going, I know my way. I'm just going to go this way. And then he comes back. Oh, there's my dear again. Hey. Until now, he says, I'm hearing that voice again. Then he realized, he perceived, that must be God. And he laid down everything and he prayed and God led him out of that place. Wouldn't you want something like that in your life? That God could lead you and guide you. The one last example I want to give, I don't know what is the time, is about a man that we have heard about, Brother Sharit. Brother Branham speaks about him, that this brother was poor. And he got his wife, you know, and it's a lovely testimony to go and read. And they worked very hard. He used to break concrete on the roads like this with a pick. And they were earning 25 cents an hour. And he worked so hard until they bought a house, him and his wife. And they worked for 10 years to pay for that house. And at the, just as they were about to finish paying for that house, God spoke to him in a dream. His faith must have been at a certain level, because you don't work for 10 years to pay off a mortgage and God comes and say, give the house to a minister. Ah! You will avoid going to sleep for many days. Say, I don't want to dream that again. and if you can see that this man and his wife, they lived in a certain realm of faith, that when God speaks, they obeyed. They could perceive this is God guiding us and leading us, because when he went to tell his wife to say, God showed me in a dream that we must give our house over to the minister, she said, honey, if the Lord say do it, then let's do it right away. There will be sure some cases of divorce if something like that was. But she said, yeah, let's do it right away. Even the minister himself, when he went to say, brother, the Lord told me to give this house to you, he says, no, brother. No. But the brother insisted to say, no, God told me to do it. And they did it and moved out and went to stay in a B&B that was 75 cents a night. Him working for 25 cents an hour. You have to dig concrete for 3 hours to get one night's sleep. For a whole week they stayed there. But do you see how God was guiding Brother Sharit?
That's right.
Because God knew that this man, I want him to be a multimillionaire. The path for him to get from 25 cents an hour to a multimillionaire is to give up this house. Because as long as he doesn't give it up, he's never going to meet that rich widow, that rich woman. And by faith he did that. You can't do that by reasoning. It was by faith in the dream that he had. He knew God had spoken to me. He's guiding me in this situation. And he gave away the house. Then moved into that woman's garage. And there he was. And after some time, the woman saying, this man is a good man. She wasn't a Christian, that woman. She was just a good woman. Because when she saw him reading his Bible and how honest he was, she said, I also went to buy my own Bible. She didn't have one. And she says, now I start reading my Bible because I've seen an example in you. You see, the millions that Brother Sharit got were far less in worth than the soul of this woman. And God knew how to use his servant to bring this woman into the kingdom, because it's not easy for a rich person to come and sit here. No. and go to church. No. But because she's seen something, and then God spoke to her too. Say, go give him a loan of 10,000. Eish. And she went and did exactly that. The rest of the story of Brother Sharit is history. Because within 6 years of that, he was a multimillionaire. Following the leadership of God, discerning that God wants me to do this and I'll do it no matter what the cost. God has good thoughts towards us. God wants to guide you and lead you and show you the way and bring you to, it says he wants to give you the desires of your heart. But the path from where you are to the desire of your heart, it's a path that is only charted by God himself. And you have to know the leadership of God to move from this place where you are to the place where your desires are. May the Lord bless you. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercies in this topic that we've been on for these 3 weeks. I thank you for it, Lord. For Lord, oh God, it has informed me also. And I pray now, Lord, that you help us, Father, that as we would go and be one with another and listen to your word and all these voices that speak, Lord, that, Father, we may in the midst of them all find your voice. for it is you that wants to lead us, to guide us, to show us the way. And Father, we are coming by faith this morning, Lord, to say, Lord, you speak to us, Father, and we will follow thy word. Amen. Grant us this grace this morning as we commit now the remainder of the service into your hands. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you. Amen.